Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather once again in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness even on yesterday at the food pantry and the service. Thank God for the saints of God that are here this day and how truly God has blessed for the Sunday school lesson, the children that are all out this morning, and we're trusting others are on their way, and just want to offer up a word of prayer to the Lord as we begin our service. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before your throne of grace and mercy. We come, dear Lord, in the humblest way we know how. We want to seek your favor and seek your will for our lives this day. We thank you, Lord God, for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us this past week and how you have been so good to us. Father God in heaven, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our brothers and sisters who may be still on their way, Lord God. We ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highways and byways, Lord God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we want to thank you for the saints who have gathered this morning in the sanctuary and ask your continued blessings be upon them. Remembering Sister Carol, we thank you for her being here. Likewise, Sister Regina, Lord God, we thank you for her. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother Joseph. We see him here this morning. Thank you for Sister Smith, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Levester, Lord God, and Brother Jack, Brother Reggie, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our Superintendent, Brother Byrene, Lord God, being out this morning, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord God, Sister Blake, she's here, Lord God. Sister Millicent, Sister Melita, Brother Maurice and Sister Lorenzine, Lord God, and all the children, Lord God, that you have brought out this morning, dear Lord. We thank you for the saints who are able to be out thus far this morning, Lord God. We truly miss our dear brother man, dear Lord, that's not able to be with us, but Lord God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that he's able to listen in to hear the word of God. We ask a special prayer and blessing be upon him, Lord God, that you would strengthen him body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lord, we heard from Sister Holmes, and she said she'd be on her way, Lord God. If we hadn't heard from her, Lord God, then she would be on her way. And so, Lord, we're trusting, dear Father, that you would bless her to be able to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember Sister Lillian. We don't see her as of yet this morning. And we're asking a special prayer and blessing be upon our dear sister and her body, spirit, mind, and soul. We want to thank you, Lord God. We heard from Sister June Webb this morning, dear Father, asking a special prayer and blessing to be upon her family, dear Heavenly Father, asking for renewed strength in thee, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that she's been going through a lot, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our dear sister, Lord God, as she cares for her companion, Lord God, who is not well in body right now. Father, we pray for Alonzo in a special way, Lord God, this day, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to give him a new heart, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Not only a new natural heart, Lord God, but you're able to give him a heart of flesh, dear Heavenly Father, a heart to serve you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh. And so, Lord, we pray for him this morning and ask that you would bless in a special way. Likewise, remember her daughters, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for each and every one of her grandchildren, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, we heard, dear Father, little Stan. Lord God is going through all of his, is starting out on his evaluations, and we thank you for that. Thank you for answering and hearing our prayers on behalf of him, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you're able to do all things but fail, and so we thank you for that. Thank you for Sister June and all her positive words, Lord God, her inspiration to us, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our dear sister. We truly miss her being in the house of the Lord, but we just ask that thou would be with her. Father, likewise, remembering Sister India, we don't see her as of yet, Lord God, but we're praying for her, Lord God. We're lifting her up to you, Lord God. We know on Sunday mornings, Lord God, she has to go into work, Lord God. And we pray for our dear sister and ask that you would give her the strength she needs, Lord God. Remember little Infinity, dear Heavenly Father, that's more likely not. Likely, Lord, dear Lord, is beside her, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty, mighty way. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, for all that you're doing for each and every one of us, and ask that you would continue to bless. Remember all those who are listening in, dear Heavenly Father, over the internet, Lord God, on Radio Land. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister and them there in Boston, Lord God, and ask that you would remember the family there, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our family down in Florida, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Sandra, Sister Teresa, Sister Amy, Lord God. Remember them and the children, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee. We just thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for each and every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Sandy Turner, dear Father. We thank you for our dear sister. I ask that you would continue to strengthen her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lord God, we're looking to see her come out, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of God. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Matthew and Brother Monty and all of them, Lord God, and looking for them, dear Father, to be back in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Mr. Dalton, dear Father. We've reached out to him too, Lord God, asking, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we don't know what does hinder them, Lord God, but we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you break away anything that's got them bound, dear Heavenly Father, that would keep them away from being able to fellowship, Lord God, one with another, dear Lord. Father, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Ruth. We thank you for her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to touch and heal her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you remember, we understand Brother PJ is back, Lord God, and ask that you would remember him, Lord God. Help him, Lord God, to be faithful, Lord God. Help him to be faithful to the things of thee, Lord God. You've been faithful to him, so help him, Lord God, to be faithful to you, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister Melita back there operating the media, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon her. Likewise, remembering Sister Melissa this morning, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her. She was able to be out there, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for each and every one of us. Thank you for Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrence being down with the children, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them. Thank you, Lord God, for the children being here, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, we beg of thee in this school year, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless and be their guide and their direction, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the words that they're learning, dear Heavenly Father, about you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless. Father God in heaven, remember all those who are sick and shut in, and ask that you would be with them in a mighty way. Lord, we were able to reach out to Sister Diane Fluellen, Lord God, to see how the family was doing, Lord God. And she asked that we would continue, Lord God, to hold them up in prayer. That they've had some rough days, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, we've been there too, Lord God. And so we just ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We pray likewise, dear Heavenly Father, that you would remember others that are sick and shut in, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed and how you've carried them through, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to be with them, Lord God. Remember those who are in their hour of bereavement, Lord God, our Brother Williams and his family, Lord God, the Busby family, Lord God. Remember them, dear Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, likewise, we know, Lord God, where they are, dear Heavenly Father, where they're standing right now, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, when death hits our loved ones, dear Heavenly Father, sometimes it takes us back, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able to preserve us, dear Heavenly Father, even in those times, Lord God, when we get a little shaky on our feet, dear Heavenly Father, when the enemy tries to knock us down, Lord God, we thank you, dear Lord, that we're preserved in you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask this day that you would remember, Lord God, Sister Kiva, haven't seen her, Lord God, in a while, haven't heard from her, Lord God. And we're looking, dear Father, one day to see her back in the house of the Lord, or sooner than later, dear Father, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all that you've done for us and all that thou art doing. We pray, Lord God, that you would have your way in the services today, Lord God, that you would be you the preaching and the praying and the singing, Lord God, and all would be done to your glory and to your honor, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, for staying your hand on the storm, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for sparing our family in Bermuda, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, when the prayers went up, the blessings came down, dear Father. Lord, they said the storm was going to do a direct hit on the island of Bermuda, Lord God. But then, Lord God, we heard later that it came, you brought it down to the Category 3. And, Lord God, they had high winds and heavy storms. But my aunt reached out to us and said, thank you for your prayer. We love you. We're just having some outages, Lord God. And we ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We know that our cousin, Lord God, he is one of the electricians there, Heavenly Father, there working for the electric. Remember them all, dear Father, as they restore the electric, not only in Bermuda, but there in Puerto Rico, Lord God. Remember those. Remember their Father, that island, their Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, there's so much turmoil in our land, so much going on, dear Father. So we ask your hand of love and mercy be extended to families this day, Lord God. Remember those who are struggling, Lord God, to put food on the table. remember those, Lord God, who came out even to the food pantry on yesterday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they were here, dear Heavenly Father, and heard the word of God. Thank you, Lord God, that Miss Betty was here, Lord God, and we were able, Lord God, she was able to hear the word, dear Heavenly Father, able to be in your presence, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God, as she's dearly, Lord God, truly, Lord God, is still in our hour of bereavement, Lord God. We just pray that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Now, Father, we'd want to thank you, Lord God, in advance, dear Father, for the word that's going to be preached, Lord God, and ask that you would bless. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless in the preaching and in the hearing, dear Heavenly Father, that both will be used to your glory and to your honor. We thank you, Lord God, for another privilege, dear Heavenly Father, just to be able to gather once again in the house of the Lord. We know, Lord God, this upcoming week, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, it's our week of Bible study, a full week of drawing closer to you, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we're lifting up Brother Levester and lifting up Brother Maurice, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to be with them, Lord God. We know, dear Father, they're studying, Lord God, and putting, dear Father, what we would say the final touches maybe onto their word that you're giving to them, Lord God. But we know nothing is final because, Lord, the Holy Spirit can give an utterance, Lord God, at the last minute, Lord God. And Lord, you allow us, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to share what you've given. And so we thank you for that and ask a special prayer upon our brother and dear Father. Ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would be with them, Lord God. Give them the rest needed in their bodies, dear Lord. Give them the understanding needed in the word, dear Father, that they may deliver it to your people, Lord God, who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness so that we can be filled, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we're not turning back, but we're running on, dear Father. We're running on, dear Father, in this race that you have set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for the privilege, Lord God, of being able, Lord God, to read your word, dear Father, to eat your word, dear Heavenly Father, for our spiritual growth in you, dear Father. Thank you, as has been said even on yesterday, the food pantry, Lord God, the message you gave to Brother Byron. Thank you for that message, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, even in the midst, dear Father, when we were sitting out on the parking lot. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing our dear sister Carol to bring up all kinds of systems, Lord God, to be able to get the word out, God. We thank you, Lord, for the karaoke machines and all the various ones that she brought, the speakers and various things, Lord God, that, Lord God, for your word to go forth in spirit's power, Lord God. We pray for this neighborhood, Lord God. Oh, Father, they need you, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord God, we are the church that's sitting on this hill, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your word, we are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. And the church of God at 116th of Wayne Avenue is not hidden, dear Father. We are out there in this community, Lord God. We want them to know about you, dear Father. Help us to let our light so shine before mankind that they may see our good works, which are glorifying you, which is in heaven. Now have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, dear Heavenly Father. And if there's anyone we've forgotten, Lord God, we know, Lord God, we have a prayer later on, dear Father, that we will lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord?
122. 122.
God is so good.
Amen.
Yes. God is so good. Amen.
God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. Amen. And the half has never yet been told. Amen. We can't even tell how good he is.
Amen.
Praise our God. So good to be in the house of God this morning. So glad to be with the people of God this morning. So glad to be in the presence of God this morning. Amen. Giving God glory and honor this morning. Praise. Amen. Just sometimes you just have an overflow when you consider the goodness of the Lord, and it just bubbles up within your heart. Glad to be in the house of God. We want to give honor to our pastor this morning. Amen. We want to give honor to whom honor is due. And we thank God for placing her as overseer on this congregation. We thank God for anointing her with his word. We just thank God that he has knitted us together, given us love one for another, and for the souls of men and women.
Amen.
Our responsive reading this morning is found in 2 Timothy, Chapter 3. Amen. Truly the word of God is good for us. These things were written for our learning. Amen. These examples were given for us that we might know how to live and walk before the Lord, that his word might order our steps every day. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And we'll read them in unison. We'll read them all together. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, together. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. So we see that God gave his word for a purpose.
Amen.
Amen. And that purpose is for us to profit with all.
Yes.
Amen. And not with money.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But riches untold nonetheless. We can have riches untold in our soul. Amen. So thankful again for the word of God, and thankful to be able to come together to worship him in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
To be able to lift up our voices together in prayer.
Amen.
Knowing that God is on his throne, but he hears from heaven and he looks down at us. and hears our humble cry. So we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or just by uplifted hand. Sister Smith? Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Sister Carol.
Remember my family, unsaved loved ones, and I got a chance to go out and visit with Marshall. She's doing real good. I thank the Lord for the place that I went to. Very nice. They have their own little apartments and things, but she's in the nursing section where she still has her own room. We got it fixed all up just like it's at home.
Mm-hmm.
And thank the Lord for it. And she seemed to be in good spirits, short of breath and all, but I left her some material. So I just thank the Lord that I got a chance to go out and do it.
Amen.
It's called The Gables of Westerville.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Carol. Sister Regina.
I wrote to this before I go to any affairs. She's not well. She came over the other day to take care of me, got me groceries and stuff. But she's hip replacement. She still needs.
Yes.
And she's not well.
Oh, amen. Amen. We'll continue to lift her up in prayer. Amen. In body and soul. Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Regina. Sister Melita. Good morning. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Melita. Amen. Sister Melita's request was to remember Sister Ruth, who has COVID. She had a bad migraine headache, but they discovered that she has COVID. And so she has to be isolated for 5 days. So continue to remember her in prayer, in her body, and in her soul. And Sister Malie was thanking the saints for their prayers for her brother-in-law, Joby's brother, Lovett, that is, they didn't replace his pacemaker, and so they're just trying to reset itself. So continue to remember him also in his soul and in his body.
Sister Blake, I just thank the Lord for his many blessings, and he allowed us to travel out of town yesterday and with Sister Francine and Brother Scott a little bit, and had a nice time down there and the Apple Fest, and I ran into this gentleman, he and his wife, Mr. John. He has cancer, and he didn't want her. She was holding one of the booths out there, and it was one of the crochet booths, so it was interesting to me. So, but anyways, he has 2 types of cancer in his body, and he had a blood clot, 2 blood clots. They got rid of one, dissolved it, but the other one they can't. And he looks to be in his 70s. She said she was 75, and she has braces on her legs. And he was in the wheelchair, and he told her if he could sit in his wheelchair all day with her out there, he would go. So remember that gentleman. I had prayer, asking if he'd mind if I had prayer with him. He said not at all. The doctors are really baffled with all the cancer that's running through his body. Because one of his prognosis is it's even, his numbers are even. The cancer there, the numbers are even. And they said that they're just baffled of him having all this cancer, but that number is not off. But I told him, God works mysteriously. I said, we leave it to God. And he said he did too. He says when he went in, they called for a priest to come into his room because they said they only gave him 6 months. And I think he said he's a little past the 6 months, I think he told me. But I told him I would keep him in prayer, put him in prayer request today at church, and he thanked me. And I just told him, God save him. I didn't know whether he knew the Lord or not, and I prayed about that too. And he told me he appreciated me being willing to stay in there. Amongst all those people coming and going, mm-hmm. God works. He doesn't. Don't be ashamed of me.
Amen.
He just put his hand out, and we are fist bumped together, and so I had prayer with him. So just I ask that you remember Mr. John much in prayer. So he's somewhere in his 70s, maybe his 80s. Because his wife was 75. So I told him, well, if I would keep both of them in prayer.
Amen. Nothing shall be impossible with God.
Amen. I continue to remember myself.
Amen. Yes. Remember Pastor Jenkins, remember as she stands before us, preach the word.
Continue to remember Sister Webb and my aunt, Sylvia. Continue to remember her in prayer. Maybe they're in Texas also.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here, saints. And likewise, keep my family in your prayers. And there's a gentleman I didn't have a chance to really meet him, but he was at a clinic that I was in on Friday. And I know he has cancer. My heart just went out.
Yes.
And likewise, I have to start this week. I have to get blood and on Thursday go to see my oncologist.
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so just keep me in your prayers as well. Keep my family in your prayers for Jake getting back home now in California versus for.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Brother Byron. Byron said, remember a man that he encountered who had cancer, and he encountered him and his wife, and his heart went out to him. So remember that soul who's dealing with that now. And remember Brother Byron, he has to go in and have some labs done and blood drawn and so on, and then he'll be meeting with his doctor on Thursday as they assess his status. Amen. So we remember Brother Byron much in prayer. Remember his children, Madeline and Jacob, much in prayer. And remember just remember them much in prayer. Remember his companion as well. Thank God for Brother Byron. We're so thankful for how God is using him, preaching and teaching his word and bringing out deep things in God's word. We just thank God for that. Let's continue to remember Brother Byron much in prayer.
God's with him. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Remember. Yes.
And I thank you for your prayers that I continue to be what the Lord would have me to be.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes. Amen. And bless God. Bless God. Remember, I believe they said there's another hurricane that's brewing, Hurricane Ian, which may strike Florida. So remember, but Sister Saunders and Sister Teresa, to Sister Amy especially, and it may hit the Gulf side. They're not exactly sure where it will track. So just remember those who are down there. Remember those families. Sister Saunders, if it goes the Gulf side, it may go toward Alabama, which would involve Brother Maurice's family. Just remember them. And, you know, if it comes up the Atlantic side of Florida, it could affect weather around Atlanta and so on, where Madeline is. Brother DeAndre's family, yes. Yeah, Melita's family. You know, Jill, her in-laws. So just remember them much in prayer. God is able. As we said, the Lord, the winds and the waves obey his will.
Amen.
So just remember those families much in prayer. Amen. 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 So Judy's family also in Florida. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol's friends, the Hudepohl family, they live in Florida also. Zerlina. Amen. That's your cousin. They live down there. So we see that there, you know, there's everything that happens affects someone, affects souls, affects someone we know or someone that they know. And so we just continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All general requests. We all are in need of the blessings of the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Smith will take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone with a special need, we can come. The scripture says we can come boldly, amen, to find grace and help in time of need.
So we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 335, 335, 335. Near to the heart of God. Near to the heart of God. 335. We'll sing all three verses and then we'll sing the fourth.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart.
Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you as she travels over the highways and byways because we know that Lord thy God is watching over her, protecting her from all hurt, harm, and danger, even for her unsaved loved ones as well. Continue to strengthen her, dear my Father, as she continues to preach the gospel, even to the unsaved, and even to her brother Frank, and also to his wife, dear my Father, and to those she knows, and even to those that she doesn't know. But most of all, that would be an encouragement and enlightenment to her soul to take heed to the word of God. We thank you even for Sister Regina being here, Heavenly Father, as they continue to work on the apartment complex where she's staying at, praying that she may be an encouragement and light even to a soul there by the life that she lives and by the word of God. Also continue to pray for her daughter, Debbie. I think she had COVID-19. But most of all, her heart and soul needs to be right. We thank the Lord thy God for the prayer, and we thank her for the healing touch. But truthfully, Heavenly Father, she needs to give her heart and her soul to thee while there's still time. In times like these, a special prayer and blessing, Heavenly Father, for all the children here. We pray, Lord God, even for Olivia and Grant, London. We pray also for Matthew. We pray for Haley. We also pray for Jasmine. We pray a special prayer and blessing for JoJo. We also continue to pray, Lord thy God, for our infant and also for my great-grandchildren, Maya and Noel. They have heard the word of God. We know that, dear Heavenly Father. We said in the word of God in Acts 10:34, God is no respecter of person, but they're going to have to give an account. Praying for them, Heavenly Father. We're all praying for them. Please open up their hearts so they may take heed to the word of God and let it abide with them and in them. We don't want to see them lost, but we want to see them saved from sin to sin no more. A special prayer and blessing for the Belcher family, Heavenly Father, for Sister Maria, and also for her companion, Brother DeAndre, and also for the two children. It's a blessing, Heavenly Father, to hear about Avon, Heavenly Father, as the Lord thy God is answering prayers, and even how he comes to church, you can hardly hear anything that he says, Heavenly Father. But I believe he's growing in the word of God through his parents and also through his grandmother, Minister Sister Renee Jink, and Grandpa, his brother Tony. It's a blessing indeed, truly a blessing. But then it's also a blessing to be saved from sin to sin no more. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Lauren C. Thank you for Sister Lauren C. as she continues more so to grow in the word of God, to be an example by the life that she lives. Also to give a testimony for how in the hospital that she was healed by the grace of God, through the Spirit of God, but praying that she would be an example by the word of God to those that she come in contact with that are not saved but can get saved by the grace of God, through the Spirit of God. And I just can't remember anymore, but I thank you even for Pastor Joseph from Haiti here today, dear Heavenly Father, praying for him, dear Heavenly Father, as he continues to listen to the word of God from Minister Sister Renee, that he can take back to Haiti also to give to the people there, that they may grow in the word of God as well, Heavenly Father. But there's so much to pray for, dear Heavenly Father. I'm embarrassed in the world, but I know without thee I can do nothing, but I know with thee I can do all things that's pleasing to thy sight. I pray with myself, Lord thy God, that I may be an example of thee, by the life that I live, by the word of God, through the Spirit of God that abides with me. I thank you. I thank you for the task and for the job that you have given me to be an encouragement even to my patients, and I love them all. There's no favorite, but they're just encouraging, and I love them very much. Please continue to strengthen me physically, but most of all spiritually in the word of God, that I may be an example of thee, Christ-like and godly-like, in all things. And if I've forgotten anybody, please forgive me, but I love you all, and I'm praying for you all to be saved from sin, to sin no more, now and forevermore and through eternity. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Bless you. Thank God. Before you to lift the morning offering, this is the last Sunday in September.
Already.
Fourth Sunday. Already. My. Special offering for today is for missions, for missionaries. And as we file by, we may place that offering in the center plate. Our tithes and other offerings we may place on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the foregoing prayers, dear God. And we know, dear God, that you hear from heaven, and we just thank you, Lord, Father, for the prayers that have already been rendered. We know, Lord, that you heard then, and Lord, we believe, Lord, that you hear now, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have provided for us, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for how you care for us, dear God, and for our needs, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive our offerings, dear God. Lord, as we bring them into the storehouse, dear Father. Lord, for truly, Lord, it is a pleasure, dear God, to do your good will. And we know, Lord, that you instruct us in your word, dear Father, how we are to bring in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And so, Lord, we come cheerfully, dear God, bringing our tithes and offerings, dear God, and praying, Father, that you would receive them and do with them according to your divine will. We know, dear God, that you're able to give wisdom, dear Father, for their use. We know, dear Lord, that you're able to multiply, dear God, even for the offerings and tithes that we bring, Lord, because you have done it in the past, dear God. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, you have made it, Lord, effective and work, dear God, in ways, Lord, that we could never have imagined, dear God. But, Lord, when we bring them in obedience, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in all things, Lord, knowing, Lord, that you do all things well. And so we pray, dear God, your blessings, dear Father, upon that we bring, that our hands bring into thee, dear God, as we bring them in faith, dear God, knowing, dear God, that you will do what is best and what is right, knowing, dear God, that we can never outgive you, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that you pour out your blessings in abundance upon us, dear God, each and every day, dear God. Each day, Lord, you load us with benefits, dear God, and truly, Lord, we give you glory and praise and thanks. So it is a small thing, dear God, for us to obey your word in bringing in our tithes and offerings. But, Lord, we do it, dear God, with willing hearts and with love in our hearts for thee, dear God, and for one another. And so we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and to your honor, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Have you found rest and peace within? Oh, far away your load of sin. Step from the old life to the new. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Of his love, so good and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Have you a friend whose wondrous grace lights up with joy the darkest place? Who to the end will still prove true? Tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Of his love so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too. Have you been saved his love to show? Who by your side each day shall go, looking to him to help you through. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Of his love so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done. What he's done for you. Others may need him too. Have you a joy that never shall fail? Even when you walk through death or fail, someone who far great things can do. Tell what
Protect me by thy power. Hear me, my humble plea.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would hold our hand, dear God, on this side of the service. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would take the lead, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your Spirit would preach to us, dear God, from your eternal word. We thank you, dear God, for what you have already done in our hearts, Lord, how you have prepared our hearts, dear God, to receive your word, dear God. Lord, we realize, Lord, that your word is all, dear God. Your word is what we need, dear Father. And so, Lord, we've come with expectation, dear God, to hear from your eternal word, dear God. For we know, Lord, that it's good for our souls, dear Father. We know, Lord, that we cannot make it without your word, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint your servant, Pastor Jenkins, dear God, to preach your eternal word, dear God. Lord, Father, even, Lord, as you have shown yourself mighty in your word, dear God, Lord, in times past, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would manifest your power and your spirit in your word today, dear God. For we know, Lord, that past blessings will not suffice, dear God, for tomorrow. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that we need your word today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would minister to us, Lord, through your maid servant, Pastor Jenkins, dear God. And, Lord, that you would speak, Lord, to our hearts. Lord, if there are souls, dear God, who don't know thee in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that they would open their hearts, Lord, and receive your engrafted word, Lord, which is able to save their souls. And, Lord, for those of us who do know you, Lord, help us, Lord, always to keep our hearts open, Lord, to receive, dear God, those things that you would teach us, those things which you would have us to know, Lord, that we may order our steps in your word. Have your way and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we sit, Lord, at attention, dear God, to your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for we're going to thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord, for what we know our hearts will receive. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to just to be in the house of the Lord, to be under his guiding hand and for all that God has done for us. He has blessed us and brought us a mighty long way. Thank the Lord. Still have some things in this life we're asking him for, and we're trusting God that he'll bring us through, amen? We're not going to doubt him. Our God's able. Brought our dear brother through a year of cancer, and he's able to hold him. Not going to doubt now.
Amen.
Because he's able. He's able then. He's able now. Lord, just increase our faith. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. I trust you have your Bibles with you. I'm asking the young people, get your Bibles out. Writing instrument, you can write down some of these scriptures. because his word is for you as well as others. Amen. Young people have to know the word of God, have to know how to live for the one who died for you. And it's important for each and every one of us to know how to live before we die. Amen. In our hearing, we read 2 Timothy, the third chapter, 16 through 17. We would like to go to Revelation, the second chapter, verse 10. We're just going to get the latter part of that scripture there in Revelation, the second chapter, and verse 10. Amen. Lord bless.
Amen.
Revelations 2, verse 10. He said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. As true believers, we have a personal relationship with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The one the Bible says in Luke, the third chapter, verse 16, who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire. But how should we keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in our lives? How do we stay on fire for the Lord in a world that does not seem to care about the things of God? Well, we hear a lot right now in our political world about God, family, and country. However, when we really began to peel back that onion and we began to peel back what they are saying and hear what they're speaking, we know it is nothing more than a bunch of lip service. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, it will be noticeable to all that you come in contact with. You see, our witness, saints of God, is a vital part of our Christian walk. The Bible teaches that as true believers, we will desire to share with others what God has done for us without any hesitation. In 2 Timothy, the first chapter, we are told these words in verse 8. He said, "Be that not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." And I heard this morning, and sister was giving her prayer request, Sister Millicent, she said, "I'm not ashamed with all the people that were standing around. I wasn't ashamed to share about Almighty God." You know, the Bible tells us, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." You see, saints of God, our Lord and Savior suffered something for you and I. And you and I are going to have to suffer some things for the cross ourselves. We may not be liked in this world. People may not love us. They may not gravitate toward us. They may run away from us. But we don't have to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Paul went on to say, "Nor of me his prisoner." Paul didn't want them to be ashamed that Paul was incarcerated, so to speak, at this time when he was writing these epistles. But Paul wanted them to know that they are to be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. He went on to say, who has saved us? He wanted them to go on to endure. Saints of God, you and I've got to endure in this world. We've got to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within our souls because we've got to go on for Jesus Christ. He went on to say, who has saved us and called us? Have you been saved this afternoon? Have you been called with an holy calling, not according to our words, but according to his own purpose?
Do you know why you're saved this afternoon? Do you know why you serve Almighty God? It's not because you attend here at 116 South Wayne Avenue and the foundation has been set, but you are saved because Jesus Christ saved your soul. By grace are you saved through God, through Christ. It is the gift of Almighty God. Praise our Lord. He went on to say there in the word of God, he said, to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. You see, all this was all set in place and in motion, saints of God, before the world began. He said, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. All the life of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, has brought to this whole world all about Jesus Christ and his life. And it has abolished death and has brought life and immortality. Do you see, when you live for Jesus Christ, you are living. You are living a life. You are living and you are free. And you have a life that's more abundant in him. You think about people in our world today. Oh, I'm just living the dream. I know many of you have heard folks say that. I'm just living the dream. You can't be living the dream without Jesus Christ. I don't care how many times people say it. I don't care how many bumper stickers have it printed on there. I don't care how many times they put it across the world. They have a banner or whatever it might be. But you can't be living a dream without Jesus. Because he said in the word of God, he gives us life and he gives us more abundantly in him. Oh, he went on to say, whereunto I am appointed a preacher. This was Paul speaking to Timothy. He said, an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Oh, but listen to what Paul says here. He said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, saints of God, let us hear what Paul is saying here. He said, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed. Oh, saints of God, when we're going through something, when our eyesight might not be what it used to be, oh, when our bodies, we may not be able to get up, and we may not be able to walk because the hip may be out of place. Or we may have a little bit of ache and pains going on right now. We may not have all the money in the bank that we want to have. We may not see everyone coming to the house of God that ought to be here in the house of God. Oh, let us not be ashamed, for I know whom I believe. Do you know who you believe this afternoon? Do you know, and are you persuaded that our God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day? Do you have a know-so salvation this afternoon that if someone would come to these doors and take away the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that we will be able to hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Can we say that this afternoon, that I'm able to hold fast the word of God that I've learned? Oh, I'm reading it right from the Bible. He went on to say there in verse 14, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, our salvation, we are told, beautifies us. And I thank God for that. I tell you, just when you are feeling a little down about things, and when it looks like things are not going the way you think they ought to be going, the Holy Spirit of God has a way of lifting you up. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, praise our God. I thank God this past week I had individuals drawn to me by our very appearance. I thank God, saints, I shared with them on Wednesday night about how I was out taking little Liam for a walk and how this gentleman driving by in a big old C-Mac mixer, he stopped and said to me, he said, bless the Lord, sis. He said, I said, well, praise God. He said, I knew you were a sister when I saw you walking back there. I looked at your dress and I could see that you were a child of God. And then on yesterday, saints of God, Sister Laurenstein and many of my family members. We have a tradition to go down to what they call the Apple Fest. And it's down by Sister Francine. And my mother used to love, the late Sister Dean loved to go down because basically it's a festival. And what they do down there, they sell a lot of their crocheting and knitting, as Sister Millicent was saying. And you can get, honey and various things, apple butter and all homemade things at this festival. There's a lot of junk there too, saints of God. You can get all the ice cream you want, a hot fudge and french fries and fried pork chops and all that stuff is there too. But we go down to these festivals because of the homemade jams and various things. And as we go to the festival normally has been free all these years. But for some reason, we didn't know it, the festival cost this year. And we had come in to the festival. I was sharing with Sister Blake. And we were walking into the festival, and somebody had moved the one gate. And so we were just following. Brother Tony, Sister Laurenstein, and myself were just following everyone right on into the gate, not knowing that the gate down is where we needed to enter because we had to pay. So I said to Sister Blake, that's when the word of God says, the blind lead the blind, they both fall in a ditch. We were just blindly going right in because we saw everyone else going in. But oh, praise be to Almighty God, when we were getting ready to leave, to go out the gate. They had it all in one area, the folks coming in and the folks leaving out. When we got there, I looked back and I said to Sister Laurenstein, because Brother Tony had gone on through, I said to her, I said, oh, we were supposed to pay. I said, this shows that we're supposed to pay. And we came in down there. And so Sister Laurenstein said, I'll take care of it. I said, it looked like it's only $2 to get in. So then we turned around, and I'm sharing what I said to Sister Laurenstein. I said, it looks like it's $2 to get in. And so we turned around, and Sister Laurenstein said, I got it. But oh, while Sister Laurenstein was digging in her purse, here comes a gentleman walking through. And he says, excuse me, ladies, can you tell me what this is all about? What religion? Is this about a religion? He said, how you're dressed. And we looked up and I said, yes, we are children of God. We are women of God. And he said, tell me about it. Are you Pentecostal? And we said, no. And Sister Laurenstein was digging for the money. I said, no, we are church of God. We are the church of God. He said, tell me about it. What denomination is that? I said, we're not a denominational church. I said, we are a Bible-based church. Jesus Christ brought the church of God with his blood. I went on to share with him about who we were. I went on to tell him about the church of God. Why? Because I am the church of God. Because Jesus saved my soul. Well, then he began to ask, he said, well, are you filled with the Spirit? He said, so you believe from Genesis to Revelation? And we said, yes. And then he went on and he said, well, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? He said, are you sanctified? And Sister Laurenstein looked up at that time and she said, yes, we're filled with the Holy Spirit and we are sanctified. And then he went on, he said, oh, well, then you must speak in tongues. And I turned and I said, no. I said, tongues are a gift from the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And I have not been given that gift. But if God finds fit to give me that gift, he'll give it so that we can use it to God's glory and to God's honor. Oh, and then he said back and he said to us, he said, thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing the word. And he went on, told us to have a good day, and he went on. I thank God, I said to Sister Blake, for the unseen hand of God, because earlier that day, and I'm only saying it to the glory and honor of God, we were here at the food pantry. We were here in the service of the Lord that God had given to Brother Byrene. We were here doing the community work that God had given us. And while we were here, we had on our shirts that said, the church of God. However, I had taken that shirt off, and all we had on was our regular clothes that we normally wear. And that man was drawn to us by our appearance. appearance. What are you saying, Sister Renee? It does matter what you wear. God said, I'll beautify the meek with salvation. And we look like children of God. We didn't have to say a word. I didn't have on a medallion. Neither did Sister Lauren Singh. But all we had on was the light of Jesus Christ shining through our lives. Praise be to Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, let us keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. We may look around and we may begin to try to get discouraged. The devil might try to discourage us and say, well, look at how many people haven't come out. But oh, God is blessing in many ways. God is showing himself true to us as the people of God. He said, go out into the highway and hedges. Saints of God, we got to get out there. When we're among the world, we can tell the world about Jesus Christ. We can tell them how we are keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Oh, we don't have to say a word because God can do all the talking. He can allow them to see the glory of Almighty God in you and I just by our very presence in the room. Praise our God. And then we turned over and handed the woman $6, $2 a piece for Brother Tony, Sister Lawrence, and myself, and she said, oh, it's just a dollar. And then a young lady overset, we said, well, we came in down there not knowing. She yelled up, she said, thank you. I said, see, Sister Lawrence, God is working. You can look holy, but then you can do some unrighteous deeds. Whether it was ignorance or it was ignorance on our part, we didn't know. But we've got to live for Almighty God regardless. Amen. Whether it's a dollar or $50, we've got to make it right with Almighty God. Amen. Praise our God. You see the fire of the Holy Spirit working in our lives will always keep us honest in all of our dealings. Amen. We won't intentionally or unintentionally defraud anyone. Jesus taught his disciples the importance of having the Holy Spirit of God because it's through the Holy Spirit that they became, Acts 1 says, witnesses unto Christ Jesus, and both in Jerusalem, he said, in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Before Jesus was taken up to heaven, you Bible students know this story quite well. He commanded his disciples not to depart from Jerusalem, but that they should wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, he ye have heard of me. Turn with me to Acts, the first chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 4, starting there in that scripture reading. He went on to say, he said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, oh, saints of God, look, they came together. They asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? See, they had a curiosity. They wanted to know something that what Jesus was didn't want them to know at that time. But look at what he said to them. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. See, saints of God, people are worried about, well, do you know when Jesus is coming back? Do you know when the Bible said no? He's saying to us, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power, saints of God. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. See, this spiritual power will give us the power to witness when we are standing out in the world, when we don't have all the brothers and sisters standing around us, when we're there on our own, it will give us the power to be able to witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. And what is this? What is the power of the Holy Spirit to do? We are to be witnesses, to testify about the things of Almighty God.
Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit ought to be working in our lives every single day, whether we work or not, whether we're on the job or whether we're sitting at home, whether we're in the grocery store, in the doctor's office, wherever we might be. The fire of the Holy Spirit ought to be working in our lives. Just as fire needs fuel to keep it burning brightly, our spiritual fire also needs fueling or refueling to keep it burning brightly. The spiritual fuel is none other than the Word of God. Praise our God. That's the spiritual food that you and I need, the Word of God, the Bible. You see, this is how the devil is working today in the lives of many believers. Many are no longer on fire for God, because they do not have time for the things of God. They don't have time to come to church. Don't have time to read the Bible. Don't have time to pray. And now they're wondering why they're not feeling something within. I've heard from some that say, well, you know, I just don't feel like I used to feel when I first started serving the Lord. Well, if you feel something has moved, guess what? It isn't God. You need to check yourself. Yeah, if you were once on fire for the Lord, but now you do not seem to remember anymore how you felt and came to God, then you need to start wondering. You need to start looking into the Word of God and to find out what you have left off. Oh, many are wandering around right now. Many are talking about, I'm burnt out on this. I'm burnt out on this. Oh, you need to rekindle your fire with God. We're told in Hebrews 2, verse 1, these words, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Ooh, we got to be careful, saints of God. Let us get into the Word of God. No matter how many times it's a rerun, let us keep reading it over and over and over again. No matter how many times we quote John 3:16, let us continue to quote it. Because we don't want it to slip away. We want to always know what God did for us. Praise our God. See, many have lost their passion for the Word of God. They've lost their passion for the things of God. If you find yourself in this situation, it's time for you to replenish your spiritual energy with the Word of God in order for you to get back to God. Oh, I thank God for the food pantry message on yesterday that God gave to Brother Byron. Oh, the subject was, he said, do you know the Word of God? There's several questions. He said, do you know what the Word of God says? And what do you know? And then he said, you hear people ask this question, does the Bible say this or does the Bible say that? You see, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, you'll know that your spiritual food is the Word of God. And your desire will be to be drawn nigh to God through the Word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 6, these words. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Are we hungering, thirsting after righteousness? Are we hungering, thirsting after the things of God? You see, saints of God, it is for us to fuel our spiritual fire by staying with the Word of God, feeding our souls daily with the unadulterated Word of God. It will help us to stay the course for Jesus Christ. John said in Revelation, the 10th chapter, these words. Turn with me there. And verse 9 of that scripture, he said, and I went unto the angel. Sometimes, saints of God, we got to go back. We got to go back to our Father's praying ground. We got to get back to where we started out. If we see a lack in our word and ourselves in serving God, if things of God don't move us anymore like they used to, oh, I got to go to church today. If we're seeing it like that, then we got to get back to our Father's praying ground. We got to find out what's causing us to have that kind of an attitude. But listen to what John said there in Revelation 10, verse 9. He said, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book.
He said, and he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, my, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Saints of God, have we found the word of God to be like that? Oh, there are some scriptures in the word of God that may be bitter to the belly. There are some scriptures in the word of God, if we are outside of the will of God, that it may be a little bitter going down, but it is sweet as honey. Praise our God. He said, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. Are you eating up all you can? Are you getting your spiritual nutrients? As our dear brother LeVesper says to us all the time, getting our spiritual nutrients on the word of God. Oh, sometimes you hear people say, well, I'm tired of hearing the word. I'm tired. How can you be tired of hearing about the word of God? The word, the basic book that is here for you and I to live while we are upon this earth. Are you tired of watching ESPN? Are you tired of going to the football game? Then how can you be tired of God? The one who speaks and man lives, the one who speaks and man dies, most of all, the one who woke you up this morning. Praise our God. How can you be tired of him? Praise our God. He went on to say, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kindreds. Oh, my. Thanks to God, you can't speak of something if you don't know it. If the word of God is not tucked down inside and you don't know God's word, how can you tell someone about it? How can you rightly divide the word of truth if you don't know it yourself? That's what Brother Byron was asking. Do you know the word of God? See, knowing the word of God means I know what thus saith the Lord. I know when someone comes up and says to me, tell me about what this is saying to me, your religion, you can tell them about who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And you can stand on the truth of God's word. You can say, if you say to them, say, well, all I know, Sister Jenkins, is John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Let them know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Praise our God. You say it like it is to them and let them know. And then my brother asked that other question, as we said, do you know what the word of God says? See, that's why we got to eat it all up, saints of God. We got to get in it and eat what the word of God says so we can know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Praise our God. Praise our God. When was the last time you sat down and just read out of the Bible some of the Bible stories of how God delivered his people, how God took great pain and measure to secure our salvation through his son, which is the word of God? You see, you won't know Bible truths if you don't know the word of God. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Also, Jesus said in Matthew 22, brother used this same scripture on yesterday, but the Holy Spirit has given it for me to use in this message too. In Matthew 22:29, it says, you do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. You see, as a believer, if you don't study and read what thus saith the Lord, how will you know that in the beginning was the word? And the word was with God, and the word was God, and that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and that there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. How will you know that if you're not reading the word of God? You see, you can't just depend solely on me as your pastor. You can't just depend on Sister Blake, Brother Byron, Brother LeVester, Sister Melson, Brother Maurice to feed you the word of God. But you've got to have a fire-feeding defense device of your own. And what is that? That is the word of God. Oh, saints of God, we've got to go the extra mile for God, making it a habit to read our Bibles every single day, setting aside time for Almighty God,
setting aside time that we can get into the scriptures. As Jesus said in John 5, verse 39, these words, he said, search the scriptures, meaning we've got to study, we got to seek them out, we got to get in that word and dig in the word and find out what thus saith the Lord. He says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes, brother had this scripture on yesterday too, but the Holy Spirit has it again for us today. Praise our God. We got to get in and probe through the word of God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I sometimes fall asleep when I get in the word. Do you fall asleep when you get on Google? You know, they got search engines. You get out there and you search and you stay on the air for hours and hours on end. Why not get on there and search the word of God? But why not get the Bible and search through the scriptures and learn about Jesus? Learn about the one who died for you. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank God for his word, saints. You see, when we fail to take in spiritual food by reading the Bible daily, our spiritual fire will grow dim and it'll begin to flicker. You know, when you've been sick, there are times all of us have been sick. And there are times when you maybe have a fever, may not be able to sit down and read the word. How many know what I'm talking about? Have been there. And you may not be able to read the word as you normally read. And all you can do is most of the day is sleep because the fever is so high, and you get up and you eat and take care of business. You go back down and lay down, and all you're doing is whispering prayer. But you know the saints of God are praying for you. Someone has sent out the call that Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so is sick, and the saints are lifting you up in prayer, but you may not be able. But then when you get back to the work, you do feel a little weak because you hadn't eaten. Come on, saints, amen. You hadn't eaten on your spiritual food in a while. But then the first thing you do, you grab it up. And what do you begin to do? You eat it up as much as you possibly can, amen. You began to get out once God blesses you and starts bringing you through that sickness. Oh, the first thing you start looking for, where's my Bible? Where's my sword? Where's the word of God? So that you can begin to eat and you can begin to read the word of God again. You see, as believers, we need the word of God if we want the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn afresh in our hearts. The psalmist says these words. Turn with me to the 37th division of Psalms. And look at what he says there in verse 23 of that scripture reading. He says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Is God upholding you? The only way God can uphold you is through the word of God. God is our divine support, saints of God. Thank God he's upholding us. Also, Jesus said in John 4 that it is the word that satisfies our thirst. He says that in the 14th verse. Look at what he says there in John 4, verse 14. He said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Saints of God, are you satisfied in Jesus? Has he satisfied your soul? How many know what Jesus is talking about? When you've gotten in the word of God, your soul has been satisfied. Oh, there's a song that the late Brother Jackson used to sing. And that song said, my soul is satisfied. Amen? Oh, do we remember that song? I don't have it right here in front of me. But do you remember that song and the words that are in that song? Oh, my. Let me see if I can find it real quickly. When he talked about my soul is satisfied. I know, saints of God, a lot of times that we go through a lot of things. But, oh, you think about some of these old hymns that used to be saying. It says that all this world is wealth and honor. Cannot face the human breath. But when filled with God our Father, everyone is fully blessed. He said, all my soul can wish forever. I do find in Christ replete every blessing and the giver in my peaceful bosom meet. Is thy life bereft of comfort and thy heart a cheerless spot? Say not Christ is in the desert, for we can believe it not. He said, can a bird drink up the ocean, thirsting still from shore to shore? Or the God of all creation, leave thy heart yet craving more.
when my soul could more encompass heaven's glory willed to me. Oh, the love of God so precious, 'tis a deep and surely sea. My soul is satisfied. Oh, my soul is satisfied. I am complete. Are we are we complete? Saints of God, in Jesus' love, and my soul is satisfied. Can you say my soul is satisfied? My soul is satisfied in Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Oh, that's what Jesus was saying there. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Praise our God. Praise our God. Our thirst can be satisfied in Jesus. You might be saying to yourself right now, I don't know if I have the Holy Spirit of God working in me. You see, when you have the Holy Spirit of God, he will live in you. He will be with you. Holy Spirit of God will be guiding you into all truth. Oh, and if you don't have it, he wants to fill you. He wants to be with you. He wants to fill us. Jesus Christ wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We're told these words in Ephesians 5, verse 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Praise our God. You see, without the Holy Spirit, what Christ is calling us to do is mission impossible. Just like the disciples then, we don't have the Holy Spirit. We need to tarry and wait for the Holy Spirit to come. We need to ask God to send the Holy Spirit upon us, to clothe us with power so that we can be witnesses in this sinful world. Jesus said in Luke 11, verse 13, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Oh, let us not be like the disciples who had not heard. They told Paul whether there be any Holy Ghost. You see, before we can be filled with the Spirit, we got to first ask God to increase our desire for him in our lives, saints. We serve a faithful God. Praise our God. You see, the Holy Spirit can't be bought. You see, the gift of the Holy Spirit cannot be bought. Mankind can buy a lot of things. Mankind has a lot of money. And I believe you saints of God know this. Start, turn with me to Acts the 8th chapter. Praise our God. I know we know this quite well. In the Word of God. How Simon had offered money for the gift of the Holy Spirit. He was confused about things. He thought that he could purchase it. He had witnessed them laying on their hands. The disciples had been there, and he had witnessed what they were doing. And they said in verse 17, I believe it is. He said, then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, my, saying, give me also this power. Oh, see, he saw the power working. But you can't buy God. Praise our God. Oh, you can't buy your way into the kingdom of God. And I thank God you can't, because some of us might not have had enough money to get in. But I thank God we can freely come in. Oh, that the gift of Jesus Christ is free to all mankind. Only believe. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Confess and ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Confess your sins to him and live for Jesus who died for all. He says there, give me also, in verse 19, this power that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Excuse me. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Saints of God, we're still living in that time of ignorance right now.
People think they can buy their way in. They come in and they may throw a whole bunch of money in the offering plate. And they make it, they go into some of these churches and some of these places, and they're going up and telling them, come up, and they're throwing money at the altar and all kind, laying money down at the altar. I used to work with a young lady who did that. She said, oh, she was at church that Sunday. And she said that she came in to work that Monday, and I remember it distinctly. And she was saying how hungry she was because she didn't have anything to eat. And I said to her, you know, for her to go get some, she said she didn't have any money. And I said, well, what happened? She said, well, she said, the pastor said to bring all your tithes and your offering and bring them up to the altar and lay it on the altar. And she took her whole paycheck and took it up there. We had just gotten paid, and she took her check, put it up there on that. We had gotten paid that prior week. She laid it all up there at the altar, and she said, I'm looking for my return to come in. My, how ignorant. But we're living in that time right now where people think that they can buy their way into the kingdom of God. You can't buy, because Jesus is the only access door to get into the kingdom of God, and that is through belief in Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God. He went on to say there, he said in verse 20, but Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of the whole. Peter, let him know right there and then and there, your heart is not right in the sight of God. Then he told him these words. He didn't sugarcoat it for him, saints of God. And I know we're living in a time right now where people feel we got to sugarcoat things. We got to massage things before we tell people. But I believe when you tell them about God, the Spirit of the Lord is able to work and to penetrate. So many folks have so much draw. So many folks have so much sin in their lives. They need to hear the word of God as it is. That's why the Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. If we're massaging it and we're trying to figure out, if I say these things, I might hurt their feelings. Well, saints of God, some folks need their feelings hurt in order for them to know that they're not living for the Lord. And if they die in their sins, where Jesus is, they cannot go. I thank God that Elder Wilbur didn't sugarcoat it for us, but he taught the word of God, because my soul and many in this congregation right now are saved today because of it. Praise our God. Oh, I didn't need him to teach me smooth things, but I needed him to teach me the word of God so I would know how to live as a woman of God. Praise our God. But he went on to say to him, repent. He said, therefore, of thy wickedness. He let him know what you did was wicked. And then he said, pray God, if perhaps. See, Peter didn't go there. And sometimes, and we got to be careful of this, saying, well, God will forgive. No, we don't know. We don't know if God will forgive. Because people are saying things, and he's sinning. This is sin against the Holy Spirit of God. And Peter said to him, he said, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. Oh, it's serious. Serious to let our family know, don't play around with the Holy Spirit of God. Don't play around with anything of God. But we know the word of God tells us there's one sin, a sin against the Holy Spirit of God. Sin of blasphemy, you cannot be forgiven of. Oh, be careful. Believe in my heart, there are people right now that are right there at that door. You say you love God. You say you are, oh, I'm a child of God. But you never show up to the house of God for service. You never fellowship with the saints of God. You can't claim to be something and not be around it. Amen? Yeah. You say you're a police officer. You work for the Columbus Police Department, at least you show up, don't you? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing when it comes to our Christian walk.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Truly our God has been good to us. Amen? We serve a faithful God. The Bible is full of accounts of God's faithfulness to God's people. Read Bible stories, and you can read these in your leisure, saints of God in Exodus, where he saved the Israelites from the Egyptians. Also in Genesis 18, how he opened Sarah's womb in her old age, and how he delivered David in 1 Samuel 17 in his battle with Goliath. Praise our God. But God's faithfulness was never more astounding than when he delivered you and I from the very grips of sin. And he gave us a way to join him in heaven when this life is over. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, in our scripture text this afternoon, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is telling us, his people, how we are supposed to be faithful to God. He said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. You see, in this passage of scripture, our Savior has not given us an option about being faithful because we are living in the 21st century. But what he is saying to us is if we are faithful unto death, he, Jesus Christ himself, will give us a crown of life. Praise our God. See, our faith in God has purchased for us more than just a testimony here in this life. Our faith has purchased eternal life for us in heaven if we endure until the end. When we are faithful to God, it means that we trust that he will care for us and we love him in return. And we will follow where God leads us. Praise God. You see, being faithful also means that there will be some evidence of our faith in God. As a faithful disciple of Christ Jesus, we are to produce the fruit of the Spirit without exception. We are told in Galatians 5, verse 22, these words, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Oh, my. Do we have the love of God in us? Oh, he went on to say, joy. Do we find joy in serving the Lord? You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Do we find the peace of God that passes all understanding? Saints of God, do we have long suffering toward others? You know, God had long suffering toward you and I. Oh, and he and there are saints of God in this congregation. We've said they're gone, that many have gone on. They had long suffering for some of us. They don't even know some of us are saved today. But they turned away their meals and they were down on their knees in long suffering for you and I to get saved. Gentleness. Oh, are we gentle saints? Do we show the goodness of Almighty God? Oh, and then he says, faith. Oh, faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Praise our God. And then he goes on to say, I believe it is in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We got to have faith, saints of God. He went on to say meekness. Oh, as a people of God, we've got to be meek. And humble in spirit. My. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how can I be that way in a world in which we live right now? Well, the Bible tells us that we've got to be that way. Because why? He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise our God. We've got to be meek and humble in spirit. Temperance. They're living in a time where people do not possess temperance. Every time you turn, it seems like people are just flying off the handle about everything. Everything gets their goat, so to speak. Oh, my. We have to learn, saints of God. Then he said, against such, there is no law. Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. I know that there are those who wonder how we can possess all the fruit in a world that is full of pain and sorrow. In a world that produces on a daily basis so much turmoil. Oh, everything is topsy-turvy right now in our world. We live in a broken world, saints of God. Look at all the things that are happening. Every time you turn on the news, it's something else. You think about people just shooting someone because they took a parking space. My God.
My Lord, what is happening? People are doing all manner of evil. People are stuffing children in trash cans and various things and killing their children. I think of the lady there in California took the children to the beach or to the ocean, and she drowned all three of her children. My, 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 that's the time in which we are living right now. My, my, my. But having the Spirit of God gives us victory over this life, saints. Having the Spirit of God will give us the victory that we need as long as we continue to abide in the true vine. Oh, what he's saying, Sister Renee, Jesus said in John 15 these words. Turn with me there, starting with verse 1 of that scripture reading. He went on to say there, he said, I am the true vine. So that means there must be a false one. Amen? He said, and my Father is the husbandman, and that is God the Father. He went on to say, every branch in me that beareth not fruit. See, saints of God, God wants us to bear fruit. He taketh away. See, if you don't want to be where God's people are, God will take you away. I'm a strong believer of that. You'll find yourself, well, you may be thinking it's you, but God may give you that mind. He said, I'll turn you over to a reprobate mind, amen? Allow you to believe a lie. You see, people have gone on so long, well, I just can't get up and come to church. I can't this, I can't. God allow you to believe that little lie. God allow you to be stuck right in that where you are. And then you'll miss out on the kingdom of God. He went on to say here, he said, every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You know, sometimes you may look at someone that's new in the Lord, and you may say, wow, how are they so on fire for the Lord? Oh, they just got saved, and look at them, and they're running. Why? Because what's happening? God is bearing more fruit in them. He's purged them so that they can bring more fruit about for the kingdom of God. They're running for the Lord. When they got saved, they said, I live or die, I am the Lord. They're not getting weary in well-doing, but they are running for Almighty God to make sure that they make it in. And so then we're sitting around, if you're sitting around and taking note of what's going on, look at their lives and how they're living for God. Praise our God. God is able to do the same that he's doing for them, for you and I. Praise God. When we think about all that God has done for us, when you think about all God has put in place, look at what's happening, saints of God. We've got brethren in the church, and I thank God for them. Our brethren are getting themselves ready for tomorrow, Lord willing, if the Lord allows us to see it, to continue on the Bible study, drawing closer to God. These brothers have been studying. Oh, the brother shared with us the other day. He was up early in the morning, up studying, hearing the voice of Almighty God speaking to him, telling him what he wanted him to share with us, and taking it seriously about that they are feeding God's people. Oh, it takes a lot to feed God's people. It takes a lot of study. Oh, am I right, Sister Black? Yeah. Am I right, Brother Byron? Am I right, Brother Levester and Brother Maurice and Sister Millicent? It takes a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of study, a lot of stealing away and being in the presence of Almighty God by yourself in the wee hours of the morning when you get up and everything is quiet and still. You can sit down and study God's word. Why? There's no interruption, nothing going on. You don't have to worry about phone calls. You don't have to worry about somebody ringing your doorbell at 3:30 in the morning unless they're stranded out on the street or trying to rob your house. But you can be in there with Almighty God, and that still small voice will begin to speak with you and show you the word of God. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I know I've been there. Amen. Praise our God. And then there are times you sit down and you study God's word, and it looks like everything you're studying, Lord, I'm not getting it, Father. I'm not getting it. And then you began to ball up the doorway and say, oh, Lord, it's not coming to me. And Lord is saying, I don't want you to do that. And then you go through, and I've been there, saints, where I've gone through and sat down preparing a message, and the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to me and giving me scripture, giving me things. And then later on in the week, the Spirit of the Lord comes and gives me another message and says, I want you to preach this on Sunday morning.
Praise our God. Our God is able. You want to say in verse 3, now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Oh, that's why Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. We are cleansed through the word of God. And he went on to say, abide in me. Are you abiding in Christ? He said, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. See, we can't bear fruit of ourselves except we abide in the vine. My. No more can ye except you abide in me. We've got to abide in Jesus Christ. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. For out without me, ye can do what? Nothing. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, when we have the vine of Jesus Christ, we will never struggle to produce the fruit. We've got to remain in him. And as we abide in the vine, we allow the life of the vine to flow through us. The Spirit will always produce the fruit in us. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Praise God. Thank God to be known by the fruit of righteousness. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, characteristics. We have to be present in our life, have to be there without any exception. The world needs to see Jesus in us. We know a lot of people won't believe unless they see. We know in the word of God, Thomas said, except I see, except I thrust my fist. Remember that, saints? There are people, there are many Thomases in our lives, our world today. We've got to be the Jesus. We've got to be the epistle out there in this old dark world. Living for Almighty God. Praise our God. But Jesus said also to the church in Smyrna, we read back there in Revelation 2, and he is saying to you and I today, he told them that he knew their tribulation. Saints of God, he knows what we're going through and all that they were going through. Oh, saints of God, don't think for one moment that Jesus does not know what you and I are going through in this life. God already knows. He knows everything. God does not look into the future. God does not look into the future and see what's going to happen. He already knows it. He knows everything that is past, present, and God knows the future. He sees everything that exists in all time and space. Our God is omnipresent. Our God is omnipotent. Our God is omniscient. The Bible goes even further. We are told in the 139th division of Psalms, verse 4, he said, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Before we even say a word, God knows it already. Praise. Praise our God. Letting us know that God knows everything about what we are saying, what we are thinking, and about what we are getting ready to say ahead of what we're saying. My. Praise our God. Let us never underestimate the sovereignty of Almighty God. The Bible says in 1 John 3, verse 20, in part, God knoweth all things. Oh, saints of God, it might get bad down here before we leave this old world. There may be trials and there may be tribulations until Jesus comes again. There may be some pain and there may be some persecutions that you and I have to go through. But I want you to know that at the end of the road, we're going home to be with Jesus. Praise our God. So let us press on. Press on, my brothers. Press on, my sisters, in the Lord. It won't be very long. He's coming back. Oh, the signs of times are pointed. We can't say what day it is, but it won't be long. And we will leave this old world behind, and we will enter into the gates of heaven. Praise our God. Remember this. The lost man will die twice. He will live without God in this world, and he will die without him. And after death, he will go to hell. What a sad ending. What a sad ending. Then he will stand before the Lord at the great white throne. And then he will be sentenced to the lake of fire for all eternity. All read about it in Revelation 20, in your leisure. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. That is called the second death. Saints of God need never fear that happening to us.
If we remain faithful, as Jesus said, unto death, our faith in God has brought us eternal life. And if you and I endure until the end, we will be crowned with victory and glory when we arrive to our eternal home. Praise our God. Are we looking for that eternal home? Praise our God. That was what Paul was saying. Oh, yeah, we enjoy living in this life, thanks. Oh, we enjoy our family. But we know, all of us know, that one day this life is going to be over for all of us. Many of us, the shorter end of our life is ahead of us. The long end was behind us. And we don't know how many more days that we have that God has allowed us to have. We didn't even know back then when we were younger. We thought we had many days. But I've read the obituary when they've had young people in the obituary too. But we know that the shorter end of our life is ahead of us. And I mean to go right on, amen?
Yeah.
Until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. No more am I going to look back. Come on. Defeat I shall not know. For God will give me victory as onward I shall go. So go on. Go on for Jesus Christ. Don't turn around and look back. He said, he that looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Don't look back and say, oh, I wish I was out there just one more time out there on the dance floor, or one more time I can get out there and do that. No, don't look back. Oh, read the story about Lot's wife. When she was told, they were told to flee Sodom and Gomorrah. They were told, do not look back. Oh, she just had to take one more look. One look back, and she became what? A pillar of salt. Can you just imagine Lot and her walking out of there? And then next thing you know, she is turned to a pillar. He couldn't even look down and look at her. He had to keep his eyes straight out and going out. That's how God wants you and I to be, saints of God. He wants us to keep our eyes in the straight and narrow way. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the right. But stay in the straight and narrow way. Why, many have gone out that way. Many are out there right now, and they're living a life out in the world. They used to live for Almighty God, and now they cannot find their way back to God. Many of them want to come back to God, but they cannot come back. Why? Because now they've got more devils upon them than what they had before they left God. They've gone out there into the world. And he said, how many more? Seven more devils will come upon you. And many of them right now are out there and they are trying. Well, they'll call you and say, will you pray for me? Will you pray for my family? Will you pray for this one? Will you pray for that one? But when it was time for them to be in the house of the Lord, when it was time for them to be serving God, they didn't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Don't talk to me about God. Now they are out there in the world of God. And the first thing they want to do, saints of God, is be on the phone calling you and I. Will you ask the saints to pray for me? What are we praying for? Right. The only thing the saints are going to pray for is for you to get saved. Amen. And come to Almighty God. Oh, we've read it many times before. We've gone over to Proverbs and we read Proverbs, the first chapter. When he said, you said it not. Everything that God has said for him to do. We told God, I don't want you in my life. You told God, I don't want you to tell me how to raise my children. We told God that I don't want you to tell me how to live in my household. I can live any old way I want to live. This is the 21st century, and love is love. If I want to be married to a man, I'll marry another woman. If I want to be a man and be married to another man, I'll be married. God, it's my business. You can't tell me how to live my life. Then why call upon him when you're going through something? That's the time in which we are living right now. And saints of God, people will use us. They will use us because they know we can get a prayer through. I shared when we were doing the Sunday school review, and I shared this downstairs when we were reading about Joseph in the Word of God. Our scripture was Joseph interprets dreams in prison. I mean, our Sunday school lesson was. But you think about Joseph's words when he said there in Genesis 40, verse 8, and they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God?
Joseph said to them, see, Joseph had so much confidence and knowing who he served. He said, tell me them, I pray you. Oh, and they told Joseph his dream. Joseph told them, tell me what your dream is, because all interpretations come from Almighty God, and I've got a connection with Almighty God. Thanks of God, people know we have a connection with God, and they'll come, and they'll say, will you pray for me? Will you ask the saints of God to pray? I get requests all the time for the saints to pray, but what are we praying for? Are we praying for your soul to be saved? Are we praying? Do you want us to pray for you to continue to revel all in sin? Not so. Amen. The only prayer I can offer up for you is that God be merciful and save your soul before it's a day, an hour too late. Praise our God. But we've got to have the same confidence, saints, in our walk with God too, that when we say to another saint of God, that's going through something, oh, I'm praying with you, bro. I'm praying for you. My prayers are there with you. That's the confidence we have in knowing that we're living for God, that our prayers are going up to the kingdom of God. And when prayers go up, the blessings are sure to come down. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm still waiting. Oh, as Sister went and told us to look in next week's lesson, Joseph waited how many years? 2 years went by before the baker even said anything to Pharaoh. See, Joseph said to the baker, when you go up there to Pharaoh, remember me. Say something to Pharaoh about me. Well, the baker, when he was released, he didn't think nothing no more about Joseph. But 2 years later, Joseph still in prison. You may say, well, Sister Renee, it's been several years before God has answered my prayer. I say, wait on the Lord. Amen. He will answer. He told us in the Word of God that he will answer. Oh, there's a possibility that God has already answered. And God has already given you some of the answer. But see, you got to hear what God is saying to you. We got to be still and know that God is speaking to us. Because my God is a prayer answering God. Praise our God. We know it, saints of God. He has answered many prayers. He has brought us through many things. We've got to remain faithful unto death. Praise our God. Our faith in God has brought us eternal life. We've got to endure until the end, saints of God, for us to receive that crown. Praise our God. We're living in a time right now. People don't know how to thank God for the things that God is doing. Many have so much in this life. Many have millions upon millions. You think about it. Some of them are trying to get more millions upon me. How many millions do you need to live? They're doing everything they can to get millions and millions of dollars in this life. But if you don't have Jesus when this life ends, all those millions will be worth nothing. I know things are looking worse day by day, but let us not allow our spiritual fire to go out for the things of God, looking at the things of the world. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, it says these words. I know we were there just a little earlier, but let us turn back there for a moment. Paul says, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. He said, greatly desiring to see thee. He said, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Praise our God. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, meaning the real faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy mother, grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Paul went on to say, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Oh, Paul wanted the gift of God to be stirred up in him. He said, stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise our God. Oh, let us meditate on that. Let us meditate on verse 6, saints, just for a little bit. where Paul would say, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Paul was saying to him to fan those flames. Paul was letting him know to rekindle the fire that was put in him by the unfeigned love, faith of his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. You know, in chapter 3, Paul encouraged him. He told him to continue. Turn over there for a moment to 2 Timothy 3. He says there in verse 14 these words, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. He was speaking to young Timothy. He said, and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Saints of God, all of us have had a spiritual foundation of some sort that we have leaned on. If it were not our parents, it might have been an aunt or an uncle or a grandfather or a grandmother or even a neighbor. You see, their sincere, heartfelt faith in God has helped us to run on this race that has been set before us. But if we are getting stagnant, we are getting sluggish in our walk with the Lord, we too need to fan the flames or rekindle the fire that we once had when we first got saved. We cannot allow our walk with the Lord to become some type of pastime ritual. You see, if in our homes during the wintertime we have a fireplace, some of us have fireplaces, it is likely that we have like a fire poker that is near our fireplace. When the fire begins to burn down, we stroke the fire to keep it burning. It is important for us to stroke our spiritual fire regularly too, saints. We might have to get out the spiritual poker to light a spiritual fire underneath us so that we can continue to run on this race that God has set before us. You see, if we fail to do this, the fire that once was blazing in you and I, it will burn down or even it will burn out. You see, as the body of Christ, we don't want our fire to be doused out, but we want our fire to be blooming for Almighty God. We don't want to say, oh, we're spiritually bored for the things of God. Lifelessness in our praise to God, drifting away from the things of God. Oh, saints of God, it's sad to say, but this is the spiritual life of many that professing to be saved today, professing that they have faith in God. But let us put the spotlight of faith on ourselves, saints, asking ourselves, is our light growing dim right now? Does the world see us on fire for the Lord? As we used to be, as our candles burn out, did we forget to refill our lamps with oil like the five foolish virgins that did not take oil in their vessels? Turn with me to Matthew 25. Look at what it says there in the Word of God. Praise our God. To the Matthew 25, verse 10. He said, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Now, we need to understand there were 10 virgins. Five, it tells us, if you read earlier in the scripture, five were wise and there were five foolish. And it tells us that the foolish took their lamps and they took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels. And while the bridegroom was tarrying, they all were slumbering and sleeping. Then at midnight, the bridegroom came. At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. Tell him to come, get up, go out and meet the bridegroom. But those who had oil in their lamp were able to go out. But the foolish said, give us of your oil. See, saints, we're living in that time right now. People want us to give what God has given us. We have the Holy Spirit power working in us to be able to pray things. Jesus gave us that power to pray for folks to be healed. And people want us to give us the same power. No, you can't have it unless you come to God. You got to come to God and receive the Holy Spirit of God. He said, then he said, but the wise answer, I'm in verse 9 of 25. The wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Oh, and verse 10 says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage and the door was shut. My. That's the way it's going to be in the end. Oh, when God gets tired. You see, Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of God as the mediator. And he's saying, not now, Father. Oh, give them a little bit more time. But there's going to come a time when God is going to say enough is enough. And the door of salvation is going to shut for many folks. And folks are not going to be able to get in. Our prayers are not going to be able to open it up. Because he said in the word of God, my spirit shall not always strive with man. You see, the spirit of God is calling you and calling you and calling you and saying to you that you need to get your life right with God. You need to be in the house, but you keep turning away. Oh, one day it's not going to strive with you. He went on to say, and afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. My, what a sad thing to hear. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And we let the false light of the world take the place of a fire on the altar, saints of God. Have we strayed from the love of God? Are we only wearing a badge of Christianity on Sunday morning, but acting like we don't know God the rest of the week? Have we become so complacent in our walk with the Lord that we come on Sunday to hang around with those who are able to get a prayer through? We are not a part of the flock of God. The Bible says these words in Proverbs 21, verse 16. He said, the man that wandereth out of the congregate, out of the way of understanding, shall remain in the congregation of the dead. My. He said, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. Oh, people are loving pleasure today. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. My Lord, have mercy. He went on to say, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. We're living in that time right now. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life. Saints of God, let us continue to follow after righteousness and mercy. He said, we findeth life, righteousness and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Praise our God. Proud and haughty, scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. We're living in that time right now. So many people are so proud of what they've done. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hand refused to labor. We're living in a time right now. People will not go out and try to work to have something to eat. That's why the Bible said, go unto the ant, thy slugger, and learn of his ways. You got to learn how the ant, they stack, they come around. You see them carrying all kinds of things. If you watch an ant, they're preparing themselves. Oh, he went on to say, he coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? Lord, have mercy. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. Praise God, he's directing our way. There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Oh, you cannot counsel against Almighty God. He said, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of who? The Lord. Praise our God. Oh, thanks to God, when we look around and see the conditions of our world, it seems as if those who profess to be disciples of Christ have drifted so far away from the love of God, the love of God's world. Too many believers want to have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24 these words. He said, no man can serve two masters. Oh, my. You can't try to serve God and serve the world too. He said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
Oh, you can't serve both. Meaning you cannot serve the world and God at the same time. It's impossible. You can only serve one or the other. You cannot say, I love God, but never show up for service. You cannot say, I love God and his people, however, you never fellowship with them. You got to stay where the fire is. You got to be in fellowship with fellow believers who love the Lord and are on fire for Almighty God that will keep you on fire too. Praise our God. Thanks to God, we keep each other on fire. Amen? Because when we hear the word of God and we see what each other is doing, we know we can be on fire for the Lord. Oh, you can't say, but Sister Renee, I used to be on fire for God. And all I can say is what Jesus said in the word of God, thou hast left thy first love. Your love has grown cold toward the things of God. You can't say I love God, but I love hanging with my friends or at the ballpark on Sunday morning while service is taking place. We as believers, we need each other. We need each other to keep the Holy Spirit burning in our lives. I found that to be so, saints of God. I know some Christians think that they do not need to go to church. They think that they're doing just fine on their own. However, the word of God warns us in Hebrews 10, verse 25, against forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You see, spiritual growth is never a lonely road, and that is why Jesus established the church. He established unity in us. The church is our community of believers. We worship together. We work together. We serve together. We grow together. We lean on each other. Oh, we need to lean on each other. We support each other. We need each other in order to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. We need regular interaction and fellowship and mutual support with each other, sharing our testimony. We are to encourage and edify each other. It says this in 1 Thessalonians. Oh, thanks to God, we're going to come to a close here. I know this message, when I was working on it, I knew I couldn't get it all in. But, oh, I thank the Lord for what he's given us to get in this day. He says there in 1 Thessalonians 5, these words, praise our God. Praise our God. He says there in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11, he said, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. He went on to say, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. And you can't know who labors among you if you're not here. He said, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. My, my, my. Look at all this, saints of God, that you and I have got to do. Praise our God. We've got to comfort each other, edify each other, help each other. We are workers together in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Oh, I know, saints of God, we all have a lot of friends out in this world, but we got to be careful. Be careful of those we're hanging around with. You know the old saying, birds of the same feather flock together? That's true. And be careful. Because the enemy is trying to influence you, to get you to come away from the things of God. The very enemy of your soul is trying to deceive you, trying to make you to believe, well, you don't have to be at church all the time. You only come once a week. We come here on Sunday morning. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. We come here to fellowship with each other. We are with the enemy of our soul all week long. You think about it. We do come together on Tuesday, saints of God, for prayer meeting here in the church. And then we come together on Wednesday night for a few hours. We're here on Tuesday longer than what I thought we would be. Praise the Lord. But I thank God for the prayers, the beautiful prayers that God has given the saints of God to pray and the things that God has given us to say. And I thank God. Oh, saints of God. This past Wednesday night, we'll close. We'll bring back the rest of it. But I have to mention to you, saints of God, about this past Wednesday night. Oh, Sister Beverly. Amen. Truly, we thank the Lord for the little sermonette that he gave to Sister Beverly on Wednesday night. She talked about the heart, the issues of life. She blessed our souls, saints of God.
She shared with us that the heart is the center of life. And if our heart is not right with God, we cannot truly serve him. My. She started there in Proverbs. And I do want to go there for a moment, but we're going to go ahead and close out. And we'll bring the rest back, Lord willing. She's out there in Proverbs 23, verse 15. He said, my son, if thy heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right thing. Praise God. She said, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end and time, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Oh, my. Hear thou, my son, and be wise. Oh, what sister was given to us on Wednesday night was wise words of advice from the word of God. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wine bibblers, among riotous eaters of flesh. My. You see, if our heart is fixed on Jesus, then we truly, truly know that we love the Lord. But if our heart isn't fixed on Jesus, then we truly have a heart problem. We truly have a heart problem. But saints of God, let us stay in the will of God. Let us keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. If the Lord wills, we'll bring back the rest of the message on Lord willing next Lord's Day. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Amen. The message was going on. There's nothing sadder than someplace where there used to be a fire and there should be a fire and the fire is gone out. My Lord. It brought to my mind, it was a song that we used to sing years ago, of fire in the soul. The first verse of that song says, it asks a question, is the spirit glowing in thy heart? Oh, my brother. Can you say that you feel the burning love of God in thy bosom day by day? Verse 2 says, has the merit of the blood divine swept away thy sinful stain? And does heaven's glory in thee shine ever bright and holy flame? See, this is asking, is the fire still burning? It says, is thy hope unclouded by a fear? Hallelujah. Do you know that the love of God is burning clear in thy heart as white as snow? This is searching oneself. That last verse says, if thy all is on the altar laid, guard it from each vain desire. When thy soul the perfect price has paid, God will send the holy fire. Yes, 'tis love. 'Tis burning love divine, filling all thy soul's desire. Oh, how sweet its glories ever shine. Now I feel the glowing fire. That's the fire that has to remain burning. Keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Amen. Shall we stand?
Praise our God.
Again, that first word, is the spirit glowing in thy heart? Oh, my brother, can you say that you feel the burning love of God in thy bosom day by day? We don't want that. Don't want it to be a memory, something that used to be, but it has to be ever present in us. Amen. What shall we sing?
395.
Number 395 in the Worship the Lord. Number 395, Jesus is calling. Amen.
Jesus is called.
Amen. Praise our God.
Jesus even said he would not have us to be lukewarm. He would have us to be cold or hot.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is called.
Jesus is tenderly calling you home. Calling today, why from the sunshine of love will you roam farther and farther away? Calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, bring him your burden and you shall be blessed, he will not turn you away, calling today. Jesus is waiting, oh come to him now, waiting today, come with your sins at his feet, glory now, come and no longer delay, calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today.
Why delay? Why delay? My, my, my. That third verse said Jesus is waiting. He's tenderly calling. He's waiting. Oh, come to him now. He's waiting today. Tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. He's waiting today. Come with your sins at his feet, lowly bow. Come and no longer delay. We know we're told of those in the Word of God who said, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. We know there's another who said, come back at a more convenient time. More convenient time, I will call for you. And we never read that more convenient time ever arrived. And as it was for that one, so it may be for those who put off coming to the Lord. Amen. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Amen. And we dare not delay it. And once we have it, we dare not be slack and let it slip. Amen. Because there may be no way back. Once we have known, once we have tasted of the goodness of God, the power of the Spirit of God working in our lives, there may not be a path back if we neglect so great a salvation. Amen. So when Jesus calls us, come to him. His expectation is that we will stay with him. Amen. So we don't want to let that fire that we had when we answered the call to begin. We don't ever want that fire to go out. And Jesus is calling. Amen. Is there one who will raise their hand and say, pray for me. I don't know the Lord, but I want to know the Lord. First, we want to address those who are out of the ark of safety. Amen. Is there one who says, I know the Lord, but I don't ever want to lose what I have. I don't want to let it slip. Amen. Amen. Amen.
an altar call song that we used to sometimes sing. It says, oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. When we're saved, we have to always be prepared. You know, they say that the Boy Scouts motto is be prepared. Now, if they say that for Boy Scouts, how much more must the saints be prepared? Because we know not the day nor the hour when our Lord doth come. We have to always be prepared. Amen. Amen. We'll sing that last.
Jesus is pleading, oh, come now. Jesus is pleading, oh, come. Hear his voice. Hear him today. Hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away. Call me today. Call me today. Jesus is calling, most tenderly calling today.
Of course, again.
Call me today. Call
tenderly calling. Even under the title, it says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Let us know that when we serve the Lord, we have to serve him with all of our might, all of our soul, mind, and strength, all of our heart, with our full heart. Amen. Amen. There's no halfway. There's no lukewarm.
Amen.
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 But being on fire for the Lord. We don't ever hear where Jesus, as it was time for him to go to the cross, and he was aware of it as it approached. We don't ever hear where Jesus, where the fire, the desire to obey God, we don't see that that ever waned for Jesus. We don't see that he ever became ambivalent or lukewarm for going toward the cross.
Amen.
We know that in the garden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed, he realized what he's going to have to go through, and he prayed, he agonized about it and prayed, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
That's settling it with the Lord.
Amen.
That's the way we have to have it settled with God. Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's being on fire. Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. That's the way we want to live our lives every day, to keep that fire burning.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
We thank God for his word, for his wonderful word today. Stirs up our pure minds by way of remembrance.
Amen.
Remember how much zeal we had when first we were saved. Remember how on fire we were when we were first delivered. And keep that same fire in us.
Amen.
Okay. Then we'll be happy when Jesus comes. We won't seek a hiding place. There won't be a doubt in our mind that he's coming for us.
Amen.
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 We know it near the in the last chapter of Revelation talks about all that's coming. And then it says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. That's the way we want to have it settled. Amen. Thank God for his word today. And we'll look to the Lord and thank him for his word, for his servant this day. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your word this day, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word which instills in us, dear God, the need, dear Father, of continuing, dear God, to be on fire for thee, dear Father.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, because it encourages our hearts, dear God, Lord, to stand in there, dear God, realizing, dear God, you even said in your word, Lord, that you've chosen us in the furnace of affliction. And Lord, if you've chosen us, Lord, then we are highly favored, dear God. So even if there are things that we have to go through in this life, dear God, Lord, we're going to maintain that fire for thee. Lord, we think of the Hebrew boys who were in the literal fiery furnace, dear God. Right. Lord, and yet they were on fire for you in their heart, Lord, because they had it settled before they were thrown into the furnace, dear God. And they told the old king, Lord, we know our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But if not, we will not bow down and worship the image. Great. Lord, we know, dear God, you're able to keep us in this walk for thee, dear God. Lord, and no matter what comes on us, dear God, we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to deliver us and rescue us, dear God, from those things that may come upon us as we walk through this life. But if not, Lord, Lord, we're still going to stand true. We're still, Lord, going to be on fire for thee, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that from whence our help cometh, dear God. But, Lord, if you don't send that help in a timely fashion, Lord, if it's your will, dear Lord, to take us out of this life, Lord, we're still going to serve you, Lord, until we die, dear God. We're still going to serve you, Lord, until we see your face, dear God, at the day of judgment. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to just have it settled and keep it settled, dear God, to serve thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, dear God, for how it encourages us, dear God, to run on, dear God, to see what the end will be, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, not to shrink from duty, dear Father, not to shrink from serving you, dear God, but, Lord, to go on, dear Father, Lord, for we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God, Lord, to give us the strength to stand. Lord, you're able, Lord, to establish us, dear Father. Lord, that we will not slip or slide away, dear God, from thee. We thank you, Lord, for your word this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, for the souls, dear God, of those who heard your word, dear God, whether it was in this building, dear God, or whether it was on the phone or however it might be. Lord, those who heard your word, Lord, and have not yet surrendered to you, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would send your spirit, dear God, to speak to their hearts, dear God. Father, send your spirit like fire, dear God. Lord, that they might realize, dear God, that you're able, dear God, Lord, to burn up all the sin and dross in their lives if they'll only surrender to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father, and, Lord, that they would come to you, Lord, and would just surrender themselves, Lord, and knowing, dear Father, Lord, that if they come to you, dear God, you will in no wise cast them out. Have your way, dear God, in our lives, and help us, Lord, to be examples of believers. We thank you, dear God, that there were those, dear God, who made observation, dear God, of your saints, dear God, of Pastor Jenkins, dear God, and also family members who were down at the Apple Festival, dear God, and made note of the fact, dear God, that they that your spirit, dear God, that Christ, Lord, in them was being manifested visually. The world was able to see Christ in them. And, Lord, we thank you for that, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that we all, Lord, may walk and live so that Christ in us, Lord, might be seen. Amen. And, Lord, someone would ask us of the hope that is in us. Amen. And, Lord, that we might be able to give an answer with meekness and fear. Lord, have your way in us, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be your people indeed. Help us, Lord, to be standing on the word that was preached today, dear God. Lord, that others, Lord, might be drawn to thee as we even lift up Christ, our Savior. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves concerning the message? Amen. Amen, amen. Thank God. Amen. The meditation that's given in today's bulletin is from Job chapter 17, verses 13 and 14. If I wait, the grave is my house. I have made my bed in the darkness. I have said to corruption, thou art my father. To the worm, thou art my mother and my sister. Amen. Let us not wait. Amen. Just talking about that. There's awful danger in delay.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Will you cast your only hope away? Be ready when it comes. Amen. I have a card that is addressed to Minister Renee Jenkins and the saints of the Church of God at 116 South Wayne Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 43204. Says it takes a special kind of people to care enough to take the time for others to do whatever it takes to help somebody out. This has been inserted. The scripture has been inserted in the card, taped in. Matthew 25:40. And the king answering shall say to them, verily I say to you, inasmuch as ye have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it to me. Dear saints and loved ones of the Wayne Avenue Congregation of the Church of God, for everything you have done, for everything you have given, thank you. It says, thank you for the generous donation. May God richly bless you all for the kindness you have shown to my daughter and her children and for picking them up and taking them to Sunday school. Love, Sister Margie and Brother Leonard Johnson. Amen. The Ramos family, that's Brother Javier, his mother, and his two sisters, they got dislocated out of their home. And so the congregation here gave them a donation. That's the donation they had. They were not able to remain in their home. So the Lord has told us to have compassion, be loving, be benevolent. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. In the bulletin, it mentions intercessory prayer, but this week, because of the week-long Bible study in the evening, we will not meet here at the church at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, but we will ask all of the congregations to be agreed in prayer at your home around 10:30 a.m. or at work. We know there are saints who have been working who pull off and take time to be agreed in prayer, and so that's what we will do this week. So we will not meet here at the church on Tuesday because of the evening Bible study. But we will be agreed at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And even as Pastor Jacob said, that when we first began, we didn't know that the prayer would be of the duration that it is. But we let the Spirit of God have his way, and we just pour out our hearts to the Lord. And so be agreed in prayer in our homes or wherever we are at 10:30 on Tuesday morning. And just let the Spirit be free. Amen. Praying for as long as the Spirit keeps us there in prayer in our separate homes. Amen. And again, we are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always available for donations. And it's getting closer and closer. This is the last Sunday in September, so if it be the Lord's will that we meet on next Sunday, we will be into October. And moving right along. Community Fish and Chicken Fry will be Saturday, October 8th, from noon until 4 p.m. The actual serving will be noon until 4 p.m., and the speaking of God's word will be at intervals during that time. The setup will be 9 a.m. until noon. If you're able to come and to help set up, we've asked you to set up in the church parking lot. We would ask as many who can to come to help set up for that. And as we said, the scripture and messages will be spoken, and food will be served from noon until 4 p.m. Please pray for that. And this is for outreach, for souls. And in fact, on yesterday, when Sister Millicent and Sister Melita were changing the marquee and they were taking the food pantry off and moving up the announcement about the fish and chicken fry, there were two boys. One was riding, the other one on his handlebars. One didn't have a shirt on at all. It was chilly yesterday. He didn't have a shirt on. But they were looking at the marquee. They had apparently already checked it out once, and they rode back around looking at it and making plans to come. So, and we had to tell them, now it's not next Saturday. It's not today, and it's not next Saturday. It's the 8th, Sister Millicent was telling them. That's the 8th of October. So just continue to pray for that outreach, because that's why we don't have to go door to door and pass out flyers. People in the community, they watch that marquee for the announcement, especially for the fish and chicken fry. So just continue to pray, and we will be giving out, in addition to the word of God being preached then, we'll also be giving out tracts to everyone. If they get a clamshell container with food in it, they're going to get a tract telling them about salvation and coming to the Lord. Yes, I did. They said, oh, when is it? I said, and they were looking to see if it was, well, today. And I said, well, you know, no, it's not tomorrow, but you can come back for Sunday school tomorrow. So we'll still continue to pray for them. Very friendly boys. Lord willing, beginning tomorrow, September 26th through the 30th, will be our fall Bible study. Amen. The fall Bible study will be held here at the church beginning at 6 p.m. That's beginning tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. The theme remains drawing closer to God. Prayers are requested for Brother Levester Jackson, Brother Maurice Blake, who will teach and facilitate the study. Please bring your folder from our Spring Bible Study 2022. God bless our fall Bible study. And so please pray, and we'll pray for traveling mercies for those who will be traveling, because we understand that time of the day, sometimes traffic gets heavy, and so we'll pray that we'll be able to arrive safely in God. We know that the Lord will meet us here because we're bringing him with us. Amen. For Wednesday Bible study, that's canceled for this week because we'll be here for the Bible study. So if there are those, I think of Sister Holmes, Brother Mann, some others who we got to have on the phones, we may be able to connect them so that they'll be able to hear the Bible study.
Our thought for today, Satan shows the bait but hides the hook every time. Amen. It started in the garden and it's been going that way since then. Amen. But we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We thank God for service this day. Thank him for all that he has done, for his blessings to us. Our minds are clear. We'll stand to be dismissed. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your blessings to us this day. We thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have felt, what our eyes have read, what our ears have heard. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And we thank you, dear God, for each soul that's here, each soul that had a part, a listening part, dear God, in the service today, each soul, Lord, that brought song, brought prayer, brought praise, brought preaching, dear God, of your word. Lord, for all those who said amen to your word, dear God, we thank you, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with us. Bless us, dear God, even as we leave, dear Father, this service. For truly, Lord, it was a blessing, dear Father, for us to be here this day. Lord, we ask, dear God, your anointing be on Brother Levester, Lord, and on Brother Maurice, dear Father. Lord, even, Lord, as they will be bringing, dear God, the Bible study. We pray, dear God, that the unction of the Holy Spirit, dear God, would be upon them, dear God. Help them, dear God, to speak, Lord, the words, Lord, that you have given to them. Help them, dear God, to lead us, dear God, through the paths of your word, dear God, that we might draw ever closer to thee, Lord. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that it's what we need for our souls, dear God, in order to be a prepared people. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with them. We know, Lord, that you've already been talking to them, Lord, and you've already, dear Father, been leading them by your Spirit, Lord, in your word. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just anoint them afresh, dear God. Lord, that they might stand before us, dear God, and proclaim, Lord, that which you have given to them to share with us. Lord, that we might grow in grace and in knowledge of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, Lord, as we go to our homes. Bring us back, dear Father, at the appointed time. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank God.
Yes, she went back in the back. Okay, this is Sister
Jacob. Oh. I have her phone. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Oh, thank the Lord. Yeah.
Lord, okay. Well, I'm going to call you during the week, okay?
All right.
Not right now. I'll call you.
Okay.
Lord willing. All right. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless you too, brother.
God bless you.
All right. Oh, my. Oh my goodness.